B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ,
are you ready?
I am ready.
Drop that beat.
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast.
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:40, Thursday, January 6th. And we got a winter storm warning that will be in effect. So it's a warning. Okay?
Consider yourself warned.
You've been warned. It's not a watch. A watch is watch out. It could happen.
Is there anything worse than a warning?
Just a winter storm in effect.
Oh, in effect.
Yeah, when it actually comes.
Oh, I'm going to start. I'm going to say that to Lucy.
What's
that? I'm going to be like, you're on a watch.
Okay.
You've got a warning.
Final warning.
And now it's like, in effect.
It's in effect.
When time she does something
out, bad. Sister. Well, that's one way to look at it. Brian, did we hear back from Sherry Spear?
Not yet.
Fox 25.
Oh, you want a professional weather report?
I think it might call for a professional. Heavy snow expected.
Get that anywhere.
Yeah, professional. It starts 1 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so you've got all day, everybody. Yes. Everyone just relax. Just freak out in the middle of the night.
Can I make an observation?
Please.
I was at the grocery store yesterday. I won't name it because it's probably not their fault. But the shelves are empty.
Mm. Yeah.
The chicken, you can't even buy fresh chicken, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't find a rotisserie chicken for the life of me.
Is it? What's with the chicken? Is it all gone?
Yeah,
where
we ate it all.
The chicken is gone. Right?
They're just gone.
It's crazy.
All right.
So now people are going to make a run.
We've been eating all the eggs.
We've been eating the eggs. You can't make chicken without the eggs.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter which came first.
Right.
Someone's got to come first. Okay.
I don't know.
So anyway, just saying, it starts this midnight, 1 o'clock tonight, through 7 p.m. tomorrow, 5 to 8 inches. So more southeast, which is different than usually we get it up northeast.
And near Nova Scotia, where you live.
I don't live near Nova Scotia. It's Nova Andover.
Yeah, well, it's far away.
I like that. Maybe we should call it that.
Yes.
Andover, Scotia.
Yes. I like that. So you guys are going to get the brunt of it. More snow than north of the city. So that's it.
Sometimes we're in the snow belt. The years differ. Why am I getting more snow than the North Shore?
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Well, 3 to 6 in Boston, okay? 3 to 6 inches north and west. 4 to 8 south of the city, I should say. So there, that's you guys. So
okay,
that.
Great.
The first shovelable event.
It'll be nice. It'll be nice because it's going to cover up all the... It's kind of bleak looking right now.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice and pretty.
Nice and pretty.
And it'll be Saturday.
Yeah, and
today's a good prep day.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm going to go out and pick up after the dog today so that when the kids go out and play in the snow tomorrow, they don't find any surprises on the snow.
No.
Roll up a snowman and he's already got eyes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Really made that ugly, Brian.
Corn cob pipe and a button nose. All right. Two eyes made out of.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. Yes, we're going to talk to Sherry Spear from Boston 25, hopefully sometime this morning. She'll give us the timeline and all that good stuff. Big things happening for you today if you're listening to the station when you get to wherever you're going to work today, because it's the first day for our 15K No Repeat Workday, which is getting your share of $15,000.
Nice.
$500 a pop. So today, the 3 o'clock hour is when we're going to play today's song of the day. And we'll tell you what that is coming up.
Okay.
Do you know what it is, Brian?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Put it right there on your sheet for you.
Where?
It's on your liner sheet.
There it is.
Let's not play Mystery Theater now. You know what it is.
I do know what it is. I thought you'd want to tell everybody, so I wrote it down for you.
I like it. I like it.
You want to guess what it is?
No one asked me.
All right.
Because they know I don't read the memo.
Let's see if you can guess.
Okay.
The group, you would say, we'll play like Password.
Okay.
This group, lead singer quit in the late 80s.
Okay. Journey.
Yes. Okay. is by far the most downloaded
song. Don't Stop Believin'.
That's easy.
Whoa!
Look at us go. Don't Stop Believin', Journey, 3 o'clock hour. Listen to the cue to call. Your shot.
Wow.
That was fun.
That was pretty good. I used to do that every day. Keep guessing. So I just need to come up with a question. All right, so 3 o'clock, be listening. It's 5:44.
Some people call me the space cowboy boy.
All right, Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 5:57. We got a winter storm warning in effect. LBF will tell us all about that, but I'm going to tell you, coming up after, how you can get away from it all to a warmer, more beautiful place. All right, stay tuned for that. All right, LBF, what's going on?
It's 39 degrees in Boston. Today marks 1 year since the Capitol building was attacked on live TV. Several events are planned in D.C., starting with a speech this morning from President Biden. Right-wing groups are also hoping to hold their own events in honor of those arrested, calling them heroes. President Biden is just a few hours away from that speech. The White House says he'll be very candid about what happened, blaming former President Trump for the violence. More than 700 people have been charged so far. Coronavirus vaccine shots and boosters are available at Fenway Park in Boston today. The state-sponsored site will have the ability to administer up to 1,300 shots a day. The site is taking walk-ins, but appointments are also available. More information can be found at the state vaccine website at vaxfinder.mass.gov. And at least two people won the Powerball tickets. They were sold in California and Wisconsin, not in Massachusetts, sorry. Last night, they put the pot. It was $632 million. In sports, the Celtics lost to the Spurs 99-97 last night. They visit the Knicks tonight. The Bruins host the Minnesota Wild tonight. Weather today, sun and clouds mix, a high of around 40. But starting 1 a.m., tonight.
Friday morning. Yeah.
Winter storm warning, and that's from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday. Expect about 3 to 6 inches in Boston, north and west of the city, and 4 to 8 south of the city. But, you know, that always changes.
It does. Yeah. All right, but maybe we'll talk to Sherry Spear coming up from Boston 25.
Get a pro in.
Yeah, we could use that. Give us a timeline and more. Okay, 5:59, Brian, let's check the roads.
All right, Jake. Check Your Ride is brought to you by Whole Foods Market app.
Okay, so if you want to get away, as the commercial says, how about a Disney cruise for four? How about that?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we talked to Julie Devereaux yesterday. She went on it. She did the hard work for us.
She did.
She took the cruise last couple weeks ago. Did all the hard work, all the heavy lifting, the leg work, just to tell
the
us
heavy lifting, all the buffet lifting.
Yes, how fantastic it is.
Legs of lamb and stuff.
she loved it. You're going to set sail from Miami on a vacation like no other, and it's so easy to win. The odds much better than winning that Powerball, I'll tell you that.
Okay? Definitely.
So go to WROR.com and just sign up. It'll take a minute. And that's
not it. Even. It'll take 30 seconds.
And you're done. And then a week from tomorrow, we'll announce the grand prize winner. That trip for four. The whole family can go. It's beautiful. Just permission to come aboard. That's all you got to say.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes.
You have to say that?
It'd be kind of nice if you did. Okay.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes. Oh, by the way, that's, of course, Journey and Don't Stop Believing. That is today's 15K No Repeat Workday song. So we're going to play it again at 3 o'clock hour during your 9 to 5 No Repeat Workday. And you're going to be lucky. If you're lucky, call number 100, you get $500. That's easy. You know what I say about that contest?
What?
Don't tell your friends.
Right.
Don't tell your friends.
Really?
Keep it to yourself. It's your share.
Right.
All right?
All right.
Journey. All right. Cool things brought to you by Macy's. Macy's one-day sale starts tomorrow with great deals of the day on coats and jackets and the perfect winter boots and shoes. Even travel-ready luggage sets and get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in-store today at Macy's. LBF, what's cool?
Don't be an officer. Be a commanding officer. That's what I think would be really fun. And I have some really great news for the ladies out there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Commanding officer.
Commanding officer.
CEO.
I was going to say to be a gentleman.
No gentleman in this officer and a gentleman.
All right, I'm going to salute a very brave husband who played a dangerous game this Christmas.
I like his style. It was risky. Okay, a great story out of New Hampshire. It's a real-life Lassie story. It's amazing. We don't deserve dogs.
No.
We don't.
You especially.
Well, I don't know why I say that. I love my dog. my dogs. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Let's you're going to like this story, Bob, right. Because it involves the Navy.
Yes.
It involves ships.
Yeah.
And commanding officers.
Okay.
Not an officer and a gentleman, though.
No.
This officer is a woman. A woman is taking over as the commanding officer of the USS Constitution. You know, right here, yeah. Old Ironsides, for the first time in the warship's 224-year history, the Navy announced on Tuesday. Her name is Commander Billy J. Farrell, and she's going to assume command January 21st, and she's from Paducah, Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy and most recently served as executive officer aboard the USS Vicksburg.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, so that's really exciting.
Permission to come aboard.
Did you say ma'am?
In that case, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Or madam.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I don't like being called ma'am, but if I was a commanding officer, I'll take it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd be like, you're a commanding officer. Call me miss.
No. I'm calling you miss. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, Brian, we just say commander is what you really should say.
Oh, all right, commander. Yeah, all right, gotcha. Aye, aye, commander.
Aye, aye, commander. Okay.
Wow. Anyway, right, congratulations.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to see her sometime down there.
Yep.
All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, saluting this brave husband who his wife wanted some diamond earrings for Christmas.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
Very nice. But what he did is he bought a pair of genuine, official, real diamond earrings.
Yes.
He also bought a pair of cubic zirconia and wrapped them in identical boxes. And then this happened.
Was he trying to prove a point? What's he doing?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps. All right, ready?
Let's see how this went down.
So one of those are real, and one of them are not.
Pick one, and the other one goes back.
Oh, my gosh.
So which ones do you think are real? And we'll send the other one back.
So, yeah, he said, pick one.
And?
She picked the cubic zirconia.
Oh.
There's no reports if he made it out of Christmas alive.
Yeah, well, I can tell you which one we're returning.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Those cubic zirconia look great.
Yes, they... You know what? Yes,
they're shiny.
Look great.
It
proves the point.
But, you know, you want the value, right? So it's all about that.
Well, if you're doing it as an investment, that's one thing.
Yeah, you want to
know. But if you just want to do it for the bling, then that's fine.
That's it.
No one will know better.
Yeah, all right, this is a diamond.
No one has to know.
All right, this is a great story. I love this. A German shepherd named Tinsley.
Tinsley.
They first thought it was a lost dog. It successfully led New Hampshire State Police to the site of its owner's rollover crash, okay? See, the vehicle's occupants were seriously hurt, but thanks to Tinsley's dogged efforts, they quickly received medical assistance. Okay, so Tuesday, this is Channel 11 up there in Boston, Channel 9, rather, Manchester, says the dog was trying to show them something. So, you know how, like, Lassie would come and bark and try to just speak?
Timmy in the well?
Yes.
Show us, girl.
So, Lieutenant Baldsamar of the New Hampshire State Police said he kept trying to get away from them. But he didn't run away totally. It was kind of like, follow me. And finally they did. You know what? To their surprise, they saw the guardrail was damaged. And they looked down to where the dog was looking at. And it's just that it was almost in a distance and in disbelief. He saw a rolled over vehicle in pretty tough shape.
Wow.
So Tinsley, the German shepherd, brought the state police to his owner. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. We don't deserve them.
We don't deserve them. But not all dogs will do that.
Not the dogs I've known.
No, my schnauzer would not do that.
No, she
would just keep running. Oh, good. I'm going to go free.
My black lab Molly would have just been like, who has a sandwich?
Yeah. Say, is there a sandwich in the car, trooper? No? Anyway, that's a great story. No word on the condition of the owner, but hey, they found him, and hopefully things will turn out okay.
Yeah.
It's 6:22, 38 in Boston. Snow tonight. When you go night-night, you're going to wake up to the white stuff. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, 626. Bob, LBF, and Brian. Winter storm warning in effect. I could tell yesterday the grocery stores were already empty shelves. Bread, anything there?
Bread?
Bread was, yeah, people want their
bread
milk
and milk.
Bread, sandwiches, and all that good stuff. I noticed that yesterday. It didn't dawn on me till now. So yeah. There's a run.
So start the panic shopping now.
If
let me know how it goes.
That doesn't help. So it starts at.
Well, you're just being subtle about it.
True. So if you're out of milk and bread, now's the time to go. Don't waste a minute. Hey. So yeah, it starts at 1 o'clock.
In the morning.
So as you go to bed
you'll
tonight,
you'll be sleeping, and you wake up
to the beautiful white snow.
Right.
Isn't it pretty? So there's that. We'll give you all the update on it, but you know it's coming. Most of it, ironically, is going to be south of the city, or usually it's north and west, but southeast is getting it. So
yeah. There
you go. Hey, this is really cool. Brian found this Tom Selleck commercial from 1993.
Yep.
Where he accurately, along with AT&T, predicts the future.
Okay.
I don't remember this spot.
Did he talk about reverse mortgages or no?
No, I wish. No.
Okay.
But this is him talking about all the fun technical things that will be coming our way in the future. This is 1993. Check it out.
Have you ever borrowed a book from thousands of miles away? Across the country. Without stopping for directions. Have you ever paid a toll without slowing down? Bought concert tickets from a cash machine? You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T. Have you ever watched the movie you wanted to? The minute you wanted to? Have you ever kept an eye on your home when you're not at home? Or gotten a phone call?
Hello.
How was your day?
On your wrist.
Beautiful.
You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
Your true voice.
How about that? That's crazy. Everything he said.
We ever get that phone call and have spotty service?
Nice. All right, so look. He's got the iWatch or the Apple Watch.
Yep.
He's got GPS navigation.
Like Waze.
Yep, yeah. Waze.
He's got no-toll tolls, yeah. Right? Or no-stop tolls.
Everything in there.
Amazon books,
yeah.
The Ring.
Movies on demand.
The only thing that was off was the ATM tickets, which maybe they did that. I don't know. But you don't
need
to.
Well, you can get them right on your phone now.
Yeah,
but he said it on ATM.
From a cash machine.
Yeah.
But they had cash machines. Yeah,
but they probably did that somewhere.
Maybe.
You probably thought that was
going
to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, well, AT&T cutting edge.
I don't even want to hear him do another one of those.
No, scary. I don't want to know what's happening.
No, I don't want to know what's happening.
Future boy.
Yeah. What do you got, Tom? Oh, you're going to sell your house.
Have you ever worn a gas mask to your wedding?
It's like this. All right. What? Okay.
Just saying.
All right, what's coming up? Dirty laundry.
Oh, this is very fun.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you a few of the times where the actor in a movie changed the script and made it way better.
Good to know. I love those stories. Love those. All right, Brian, let's check the roads this morning.
All right, we do have some slippery spots. Be careful out there. This is brought to you by City of Boston.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Michael, don't stop till you get enough. Hey, today it starts the 15K, no repeat workday, 3 o'clock hour. Listen for Journey. Don't stop believing. All you can do is be caller 100, you win $500. That's later, but right now, we got to see what's happening in Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, so these actors and actresses changed the script and made the movies way better, and I'm going to tell you a couple of examples because it's fabulous. But before I get to that, the Grammys are officially postponed. Sorry, everybody. They were supposed to go down January 31st, but...
No Grammys?
It's called the Crypto.com Arena. God, times are a-changing.
Are you going to miss anything, though? The Grammys have
The Grammys they're okay. Yeah. This is the second year the Grammys have been postponed.
We're good.
But, yeah, so this is a trend. This Omicron is really wreaking havoc on a lot of things, and I hope that that's only just being very cautious.
Okay.
Because, you know, concerts are fun and going out is fun, and I'd like to do it again. Martha Stewart is opening her first restaurant in Las Vegas. It's called The Bedford. It's going to be at the Paris, and she's designing it based on her country house in Bedford, New York.
Oh.
Jeez. You know what? The thing is I'll go to that. I'll go to it.
How old is Siri? How old is Martha Stewart?
72? She's 80.
She's 80?
I think she's 80.
80.
Yep.
She's 80?
Look at me.
She's ambitious. 80.
She never stops. Yeah. She says she's designing it after her winter house at my farm in Bedford. Who has a winter house? A house for all seasons where she basically lives. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
Mm.
Why not? I'll go.
I just can't believe you're that ambitious at 80.
I know.
You want that? She's going to have to be in the kitchen.
No, she's not. Cracking
the whip.
She has all these people. She's lending her name to it. That's all it is. Let's be honest. She's not doing any heavy lifting at all. She's just like, I'm going to put my name on it. You give me all the residuals.
I'm not going to see Martha.
No, you're not. You're going to see her once. And then that on the opening night, she's going to come in. She's going to go smoke a doobie
with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, and then she's going to leave.
Yeah, it could be it.
I get it. Yeah.
I'd pay to see that.
And then she goes, big smoke cloud. And she's, it's good to be 80. And then she walks out.
Yeah.
The end.
Wow.
Anyway, she could improvise that. And actors and actresses who did improvise great things made movies better. And here are a couple of times I was reading. I'm like, this is amazing.
Okay.
Remember when Gene Wilder, it was in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and he walks out with a cane and does a somersault tumble?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Gene came up with that because, quote, no one will know from that point on whether I'm lying or telling the truth. That's what he said. That's really good.
It's brilliant.
Yep. You know the iconic I love you, I know exchange between Princess Leia and Han Solo in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Han's response was Harrison Ford's idea because, quote, it's beautiful, acceptable, and funny. In The Wolf of Wall Street, Matthew McConaughey hits his chest in that thing where he's like, well, you know, he does that, like, I don't know, it's weird. It was a personal exercise that he does to relax and drop his voice, but Leonardo DiCaprio thought it should be included in the movie. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones was supposed to duel a swordsman.
I know where you're going.
But Harrison Ford was suffering from dysentery and couldn't shoot long scenes, so he just suggested just shooting the swordsman instead.
It was perfect.
So there you go. Those are perfect. a couple of iconic movie things, and the actors
I think that
improvised.
Made that movie. I think that made
that
Indiana
was one
Jones.
Of my favorite scene.
Yeah.
It was surprising. It was like, I remember being a kid and being like, It was
well
just,
because you know every
that's shocking, the, just
well,
surprising.
It's like everyone you know is a hero. He's perfect.
Yes,
he's like screw this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I can't get this guy swinging the sword.
Yes, he's all very artistic like, about it. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway, look at that. You don't like when people improvise. And, you know,
I like that,
and two of them were good Harrison Ford ones.
That made,
right,
that
look
that
at Harrison
me.
Ford.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Vicky Graff from Boston 25.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a winter storm watching effect. We're going to leave it to the professionals.
Okay.
That means not us, okay? So we'll check in with Vicky, give you the latest on what you can expect starting tonight. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, the Eagles. Taking it right to the limit. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian coming up on 7 o'clock. Winter storm warnings in effect. LBF has got the latest on that right now.
All right, it's 39 degrees in Boston. Today marks 1 year since the Capitol building was attacked on live TV. Several events are planned in D.C., starting with a speech this morning from President Biden. Right-wing groups are also hoping to hold their own events in honor of those arrested, calling them heroes. President Biden is just a few hours away from giving that speech. The White House says he'll be very candid about what happened, blaming former President Trump for the violence. More than 700 people have been charged so far. The state is confirming more than 26,000 new positive tests for coronavirus. The daily report issued yesterday includes 52 new deaths, pushing the state total to more than 20,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. There were more than 2,200 people in Massachusetts hospitals being treated for the virus yesterday. That's an increase of more than 100 patients from the previous day. And coronavirus vaccine shots and boosters are available at Fenway Park in Boston. The state-sponsored site will have the ability to administer up to 1,300 shots a day. The site is taking walk-ins, but appointments are also available. More information can be found at the state vaccine website at vaxfindermass.mass.gov. In sports, the Celtics lost to the Spurs 99-97 last night. They visit the Knicks tonight. The Bruins host the Minnesota Wild tonight. Weather today, sun and clouds mixed, high around 40, but starting at 1 a.m., there is a winter storm warning. That's in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and expect about, I don't know, maybe more than 3 to 6 inches in Boston, north and west, and then 4 to 8, maybe 9 south of the city.
Yeah.
That's like, it. That's a lot of snow, man.
That's a lot of snow, man.
Snow.
A lot of snow, man. See what you did there. I like that. Yeah, so we're going to talk to Vicky Crabb. You didn't even know you did it.
I didn't.
From Boston 25. We'll get a professional meteorologist. Yes.
Not that we don't believe you.
Snowman.
Snowman. Hey, there's snowman coming.
All right.
70s weather.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, check the traffic, please.
All right, man. Hey, we got some problems out there. Right, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy for free with DuckDuckGo.
Okay, you know where it's not going to be snowing anytime soon?
I know.
Miami.
Oh,
right?
Love it.
So here's why that's important, because that's where the Disney cruise is going to set sail from, Miami.
Yep.
Okay, so if you want to win a cruise for four on a Disney cruise line.
That's so awesome.
All expenses. And we're going to pay to fly you down, take
really?
Care of you, give you, you know, transportation to and fro the ship.
Oh,
how about that? How do you win? It's so easy. Anybody can do it. It takes 2 seconds. Go to WROR.com. Sign up there. You only have to sign up once.
Yep.
We're not going to.
Yeah, you don't make you
no
do
no hoops.
Nothing.
No razzle dazzle.
Lazy man contest.
Like it.
Yep.
Okay. So just go to WROR.com. You got to tell a week from tomorrow to enter to win.
More 80s. More variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, you know, with these kind of weather conditions, we start getting warnings and watches. We leave it to the professionals. So
yes, we do.
We're going to check in with Boston 25 News. Vicky Graff, meteorologist Vicky Graff, joining us. Good morning, Vicky.
Well, you're calling me a professional. I appreciate that. Good morning to you guys.
Well, compared to us, I mean, not that, you know, just saying.
It's not a
all we want is the real.
But anyway.
All we're ever asking for is the real feel, but you know.
Yes. You know, I've had so many requests recently, a lot of kids asking, we need a snow day. I have no control over the snow days, but I can tell you, we're going to see some significant snow across the area tomorrow morning. So for the adults that have to go into work, not exactly the news you want to hear, but for kids, maybe some of us will have that snow day. And we could easily see 6, maybe even 8 inches of snow across parts of our area. Right now, we're looking at possibly a bullseye across southeastern Massachusetts, mainly away from the coastline. But the Boston area, I'd say 6 inches of snow is easily a doable thing for tomorrow. So plowable snow, but also that good snow that you can go sledding in, make snowmen out of. And I'm not concerned with ice as of right now. We hate to see ice, and we have had some slick spots this morning. Not going to be the case for tomorrow other than that snow.
So it starts, Vicky, about 1 a.m. Friday morning. Is that what you're seeing?
Exactly. So shortly after midnight, we'll start to see the snow showers moving through. I'd say by 5, 6 o'clock, it's really going to be ramping up. So just in time for that morning commute. You hate to see it during that time frame. But I think by the afternoon, things will be improving quite a bit. So for that afternoon, evening commute, no issues. And for the snow lovers out there, that snow will still be on the ground through the weekend.
She's so positive.
I know.
Me, I'm like, oh, plowing, shoveling, playing with the kids.
Well, and you know, you love growing up and having those snow days. And then as an adult, you still have to go into work. So not exactly ideal for us. But
no, that's good.
First snow of the season, always a fun event.
Right.
Well, Vicky, we know you're busy. Thank you for checking in with
us.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, there's going to be a nice hot bowl of soup for you and a sandwich after you shovel.
Oh, yeah, after I've watched somebody shovel.
Pay a neighbor.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky. Thanks for checking in with us. It's just, hey, it's this time of year, right? We can expect it.
Exactly.
It's our first major event. All right, thank you, Vicky. I'll let you get back to work. Vicky Graff, Boston 25 News. Have a great day, Vicky.
You too. Take care.
She's really nice. I like Vicky.
Yeah, very
nice
sweet.
Nice folks over there. It's our first big storm, but like she said, 8 inches potentially southeast of the city,
yeah.
Down the Cape. So there you go. Isn't it beautiful?
It'll be nice. It'll be nice. Yeah. It just will be a little bit of a pain in the morning, but then it'll be beautiful going into the weekend.
You know what? It's good for business.
Yeah.
A lot
yes.
of businesses, right? Yep. Skiing and snow, all those folks.
Thinking positively.
So, yeah. So it's
after
good.
Talking to a nice, positive girl.
See, that's it. Now yeah. you're like, it's good. You need it. Okay. Hey, don't forget the 15K No Repeat Workday song contest starts today. So listen for today's first song for $500 is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Cool.
We'll play in the 3 o'clock hour.
All right.
Then your lucky caller 100 will give you a special money line number for that. And you win $500. Get your share.
That's
okay?
That's great.
So the song is Don't Stop Believing.
Yes.
This is Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop.
Right. Don't okay? be confused.
Don't be confused. Stop.
Please.
Don't. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 7:26. And we got a winter storm warning in effect. So you've been warned. Starting at just after midnight tonight through 7 p.m. tomorrow, you can expect snow. Accumulations in the city, 3 to 6, that's north and west, and south of the city, maybe 4 to 8. So more of a snow event down there for you guys.
Okay.
For a change.
We'll take it.
So there you go. It's going to be, we talked to Vicky Graff from Boston 25. She said it's going to be a fun snow.
A fun snow.
Yeah, the kids can go out and make snowmen. Easy to shovel.
Okay.
Good stuff. Okay, so
easy to shovel.
Easy peasy. So right now, if the temperature's going the other way, it's going sideways, down to 37.
Oh, okay, boy.
So it's going down, so you know what's coming. Morning Court's coming up in just a minute, but first I want to take a call from listener Dave. What's going on, Dave? Good morning.
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. Dave says here that you won tickets to the Bob Marley show that we gave away in December. How was it?
Yes, it was great. My wife and I haven't been out in like a year because we have kids and all that and work and double shifts and all that. And I'll tell you what, we've seen different comedy shows, George Lopez, Jeff Dunham, all that. And this was like the best night ever. So we just wanted to thank you guys for that.
Well,
awesome.
Bob would be glad to hear that, Bob Marley, that is.
It was great.
He's great. He's just so funny.
It couldn't have been any better either.
Oh, what's that?
We had perfect seating, too.
Oh, that's really? Right, yeah.
Surprising.
It was great. We had great seats, yeah.
Wow. Bob took care of you.
We just wanted to thank you guys for a great night out. It was awesome.
Well, I'm glad you and your wife finally got out. Did you have dinner or anything before?
Yeah, we actually got a hotel down there, and we went out to a restaurant down there, and we had a good time, you know.
All right, Bob. Don't be the weird travel agent.
Made a night of it? Yeah.
Did you have a soaking tub?
We had a jacuzzi, and we didn't make it to work the next day, but it was well worth it.
Hey, right.
Oh, you are speaking Bob Bronson's language.
Nice robe.
Nice robes.
Nice his and her robe.
Maybe a foot massage.
Yeah, it was great.
Fun size bed or king?
Yeah, we had a king size bed.
All right.
King size can be a fun size, well, Bob, depending on what's on the agenda.
Dave, we're just having fun with you. But no, it's great to hear back from a winner. That sounds. We love Bob Marley, and I'm glad you finally got out of the house, too, okay?
Oh, yeah, it was unbelievable. So thanks a bunch, guys, and we hope you have a great year.
Well, let me ask you this. We have to ask all of our winners, what's the best station to wake up with, Dave?
Oh, definitely ROR.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Thanks, Dave. You have a great day. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. That's nice, huh? Made a night of it.
All
dinner.
The things you want to hear.
Jacuzzi.
Yeah. Well. You're like the Keith Harrison, but of like hotel rooms or getaways.
Why?
Well, sneaky time.
Oh, because I have follow-up questions.
You're like, then just stay over. I really want to know what happened. Did you have breakfast in bed?
You were just as tuned in as I was.
Listen,
I am
contractually obligated to tune in.
Okay. Well, don't drop out. Tune in. Don't drop out. Anyway, Dave, great to hear that. Bob Marley, comedian's awesome. Okay, we're on the Morning Court. Michelle is on the phone. She wants to know if she's being oversensitive, especially with a snowstorm coming.
Yep.
Okay. That means it's going to be a great time to go skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Now her family has a lodge
or
a condo that apparently she's never seen. Okay. Her sister has got a nice little getaway that she is not allowed in. So for whatever reason. Okay.
All right.
It'll be fun to talk to Michelle, see what's going on there. Okay, Brian, it's 7:30. Let's check your roads.
All right, Check Your Ride is brought to you by Macy's.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What brings you to Morning Court today?
Well, I need to know if I'm being just oversensitive with a family issue.
I'll tell you.
Well, let's hear her case first.
All right. All
right. Okay, so what's happening?
Well, I mean, just a little background. I come from a family of skiers. You know, when I was growing up, my sister and I, you know, we always said that we would get little chalets on a mountain in New Hampshire somewhere, and that it would just be amazing, and our kids would ski together.
Mm, nice.
Nice dreams. Yeah.
Right? Well, fast forward about 3 years ago, my sister and her husband are financially in a place where they actually bought a place.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where'd they buy?
At Loon.
Oh,
Loon. Nice.
Yeah. It's a on-mountain ski and ski-out chalet. You know, it's small, but it's great.
Yeah.
But we're not in a position where we could do that, but they could. So good for them, right?
Okay. Yeah, great. So okay.
Well, we're happy for them, yeah. I assume, but or are we?
No. I am.
Okay.
But the issue comes with she's never invited us to stay there, like me and my husband.
How many years, you said?
It's been 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years.
That's three ski seasons.
Yeah, and you're a sister.
And right, it's not like we can't fit. It's just me and my husband. It's not... You know, like a bunch of people.
Right.
Here's the rub, though.
Yeah.
On her social media, she's posting, like, weekends with other couples and all the fun they're having and, oh, you know, come visit, whatever. But anytime that I hint at it, like, oh, you know, we should come up and go skiing.
Yeah.
She suggests hotels in the area.
Oh, wow. Sis, what is going on? That's crazy.
No.
I mean, you guys are all in a good place. You get along good and everything, right? I mean... No fight that you're aware of?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, we're sisters, but we don't have any grudges. We talk, you know, once every couple of weeks. Her husband and my husband, they get along great.
Okay.
I just, I don't know what it is.
You know what I think it is? And I wonder if it could be this, where...
They're swingers?
Oh my God. Now, you don't want to put that out there in the universe.
Go ahead.
No, it's a thought. It is definitely a thought. But I think.
It's not in evidence.
That's really quite right. So you haven't said anything. No, but I was just thinking that a lot of people, when they, if they buy a house, a second house, they determine that's it. It's for us. And you know what? We don't want, because once you let somebody in, then it's Minnie the Mooch. And I don't know.
Minnie the Mooch.
And then every weekend, it's like, hey, have you asked her anything? I mean, have you confronted her?
No. Okay. I'm a very non-confrontational person. But, I mean, after 3 years, I'm starting to get annoyed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially since we talked about this as kids, you know? Like,
yeah.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
So where are you now with it? Like, so you haven't talked to her about it, right? So what are your thoughts?
I don't know why she's like, I don't know. I mean, it's her place. She can do what she wants with it. But like you said, maybe she's afraid that, you know, if we come up there, then we're going to be like every other weekend that they're not using it, we're using it or something. Okay. I don't know.
All right. So let's find out.
I don't know what to do.
Let's do this, Michelle. I mean, some people think you might have a case. Some people might think you don't because it's their house, right? And they can choose to do what they want to.
I have other ideas. But anyway, go ahead. I'm willing to do
that. It is your sister. You get along great. It's confusing. And let's just see if people think that who's being unreasonable. Is it your sisters, or maybe folks think that you shouldn't have any obligation to it, or
sure,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they might. It's her house. She can do with it what she wishes.
Let's find out. Hey, why don't you stay tuned and keep listening, Michelle? We'll get some calls from listeners, and maybe they'll steer you in one direction. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Could go all downhill from here, though. We don't know.
Oh, the whole time he was waiting to say that he was. I apologize.
Yeah, it's skiing.
That's why no one invites him to the chalet. Wow.
Don't wait. Call 888-410-1057. Stay tuned, Michelle. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so first of all, snow expected tomorrow. It's going to be nice skiing weather.
Sure.
They're in New Hampshire. So what do you think? Does she have any claim? And obviously, there's no claim.
There's no claim.
But it'd be kind of irksome after 3 years to never get an invite to your sister's little ski condo, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and if it's a situation where the sister doesn't want to hang out with her, like, I mean, just say that. Yeah. Then you wouldn't just be like, here's the keys. Why don't you go up this weekend, have a good time.
That.
She's not doing any of that. Something's weird.
All right, so let's help Michelle out. Sounds like a nice lady. She's confused, you know? 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Ryan. Billy Squire right there, The Stroke. We just heard from Michelle, Morning Court. So in case you missed it, Michelle's sister, very close sister, and her husband bought a place at Loon Mountain, one of those nice little ski out little condos there. It's great. It's small. But here's the rub. 3 years after her sister bought it, Michelle has never been invited. And she's wondering if she should take that personally or not. And every time she hints about going, you know, skiing at Loon, the sister says, yeah, we're at this great hotels. If you guys want to, I can help you with that. Wow. So she's not sure if she's being oversensitive. 888-410-1057 is the number. We used to have a place in down south, right?
Yep.
And one of our daughters went to school down there, so we had a little house. And I found out real fast that a lot of relatives want to, lay claim.
Yes.
I had one situation where a relative was just going to move their kid in and out of school. It was supposed to be a Friday, mm-hmm. right? And out Sunday. So I get a call from the guy who was taking care of the lawn and everything. Said, hey, Bob, this is Wednesday. You know there are people at your house? Like a whole family, two cars.
Wow.
On a Wednesday.
And you thought they were just coming in Friday, Sunday.
To move their kid out of college.
Yep.
So.
Nice down there. Warm climate.
Brought her family in. Hey, thanks, guys.
That's
little mini vacay.
Well, you want a lot of help to move stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do that alone. Yeah, so I know what Michelle's sister might be thinking, like once you let folks in.
Then they become America's house guest.
That could be it.
Yeah.
So I kind of get the trepidation, but, you know, maybe if
it's
you...
It's a sister and they dreamed of it together.
That's the thing. It
and like what
wrong.
Happened? Again, swinger.
Yeah. Wow. All right. 888-410-1057. Yeah. What should Michelle do, if anything? Does she have any rights to, like, ask, hey, why haven't you invited me? Or just let it ride. That's it, right? Okay, 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And good morning. Morning Court is in session today, which is just perfect timing for Michelle to call us. We didn't know when she emailed us at WROR.com that it was going to be snowing when she called because her sister has a ski condo on Loon. You know, one of those really nice ones where you ski out of your condo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you ski back. You know, have some hot cocoa.
Sounds fabulous.
Maybe a, you know, a little nip or two, because you can still have nips up there.
Yes.
Not here anymore. Anyway, she's never been invited, and she wants to know why, because she's seen on social media that her sister has invited other people. They've
That's
had some
nice.
Fun ski weekends, so Michelle wants to know what, if anything, she should do. Let's help her out. All right, ROR, good morning. What do you say?
Hello. I would like to comment on the... skiing condo.
Sure. What do you think for Michelle?
I have a summer home on a lake in New Hampshire, and I 100% believe that her husband doesn't really like Michelle's husband. Because it happens to me. Yes, it happens to me constantly. If my wife says I want to bring up some person, their husband's lame, and I don't want to get stuck with him, I just say have girls' weekend.
You know what? Listen, that is 100% right. Remember last spring, I had a guest that brought a boyfriend, and I was forced to entertain said boyfriend.
Oh, right.
For the whole weekend.
Yeah, and it's kind of exhausting.
And that's Sunday morning, guess what? I'm going to Home Depot. I got to take some. Okay, we'll be here when you get back.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, that's what I believe.
Okay, you might have a good point. Look at it from their point of view.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take
care. You guys have a great day. Love the show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
that.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Lee, what's your advice for Michelle on the the condo situation?
Well, I'm just curious. Does she really know she owns the condo? Maybe she's just saying she does.
Ooh, plot twist.
Yeah, wow. That's like a big shot.
Didn't think of that.
But I don't know why she just don't come out and say, why can't we use the condo?
You would, Lee?
Right. If it's family, I mean, it was their dream to get one, right? Her and her sister.
Yeah, you know what? You got a good point. Because what if you just said, hey, yeah, is there any shot we can use the condo? Then you'll know.
Then you'll know.
Right.
If she says no, right. Yeah, I think she's been waiting for the invitation.
People? Yeah, I like the fact that it might be a lie.
Does a sister that can't use it know other people that have gone up there and used it? Like I said, maybe
she invites friends, but not them. Yeah. So that's kind of irritating right. A little bit. Yeah, but good stuff.
Yeah, that don't make any sense unless, you know, there's something wrong with the sister that wants to use it. And, mm-hmm. You know, maybe she's not a clean person or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, right, we don't know. She sounds nice. I mean,
all right, I would just ask, you know,
just ask. Right out. What are they going to say?
Why
no.
Why do we have to use a hotel? Why can't we, you know, use a condo?
Yeah. All right. Put it out there. Thank you, Lee. Have a great day.
I love you guys. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's nice. Yeah, look at that. Satisfied customer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So Lee says, just ask. Just, what, can we use it? Then you'll know. You'll have an answer. Mm-hmm. Okay? So do you ever have, I don't say claim to somebody, a relative's place, right?
Yeah.
And how would you feel if they never invited you?
I'd feel sad.
Wouldn't you?
Just FYI to all my relatives who have a second home.
Yeah. Okay.
Sad and lonely.
All right, 888-410-1057 if you want to call.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today to see if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Brenda from Waltham. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
We're very good, Brenda. Tell us a bit about yourself. You sound like you're just so perky and ready to roll. I love it.
Thank you. Well, I'm a teacher in Winchester. Shout out to Lotus Academy. Woo woo.
Nice.
And I have a 17-year-old son in high school, sort of, because, you know, they hardly go anymore.
Right.
But, that's about it.
Wow. So you go through a lot of cold cuts with a 17-year-old son, don't you?
Go through a lot of everything.
Don't you? I remember that. I remember going to friends' houses, and then we would eat them out of house and home and then go to the next house.
Yep.
Did he? Yeah. Just that's it. All right, Brenda, let's see if we get you. What grade do you teach, by the way?
I teach a combined K-1 classroom.
Oh,
nice.
K and first grade. They're so sweet.
They're nice, that
very
is.
Sweet.
Before they're jaded.
Yep, I hear
before
you.
They're jaded.
Third
okay.
grade will kill you.
All right, Brenda, let's see if we can get you $1,000, okay? Get yep. all 10 of LBF's questions correct, and that's exactly what you're going to get. Now, don't forget, say pass fast if you're not sure, so there's time on the clock. You ready, Brenda?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What is 3 plus 8?
11.
The U.S. Constitution is also known as what?
The Articles of Confederation.
The ship, USS. The
USS Constitution is also known as.
Ironside.
What kind of car? What kind of car did Michael J. Fox time travel in Back to the Future?
DeLorean.
What's the Queen of England's first name?
Elizabeth.
Who won the U.S. presidency after the Hanging Chad controversy?
Oh, the Hanging Chad. It was Bush.
Which one?
George.
Which one?
The junior.
What, true or false? Chuck Woolery was the first host of Wheel of Fortune.
True.
How were Presidents John Adams and John Quincy Adams related?
They were cousins.
What color is Barney the dinosaur?
Purple.
What is the capital of Michigan?
Lansing.
Who became president after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated at the buzzer?
Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Brenda.
I'm so sad.
You got not. You got nine right, Brenda.
Oh, jeez.
You missed
was it
one.
False?
No, you missed one.
Well, how were Presidents John Adams and John Quincy Adams related? They were father and son, not cousins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry.
Brenda, you did great. Yeah.
This was awesome.
You did your school proud. 9 out of 10.
You
solid.
Made it in time.
John, oh yeah, John and John Quincy, father and son of a gun. Ugh. All right. But you know what? Look, 9 out of 10 is awesome.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
Also.
Yeah. All right. You didn't. Yes, you were. And we're sad about that because we'd love for you to win. But you will not leave empty-handed. How about a pair of tickets to go see the group Chicago at the Xfinity Center? That's July 10th, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Also, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys will be there as well. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Awesome.
Help me, Rhonda. Okay.
Help me, Rhonda. Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Oh, dear Lord, wouldn't it?
All right, we're going to let you down, Brenda. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, but you've got a great story for the rest of the week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Depends on your point of view.
Well, okay, good point, good point.
It's all content. It's all content. No. Yeah.
Brenda, have a great day today. Appreciate
okay,
you.
Thanks,
okay,
guys.
There you go. Very nice lady. Sorry she didn't win. Cousins.
It keeps me up at night. I'm going to be thinking about Brenda all day.
I know. Usually you're thinking about Brenda K. Starr. But
yes,
now
I am, and now I'm just thinking Brenda from Winchester.
Wall fan. But anyway, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, see, get your shot. Go ahead, sign up to play Super Smart, WROR.com. Play the home version of the game.
Yes, play the home version of the game. Play it, slay it, we pay it. Sign up to play.
Mm-hmm. It's all at WROR.com.
80s more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:25. And yes, there's a winter storm warning in effect, so snow starts after midnight tonight through 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So it means 3 to 6 inches of snow in the city and more south and east, up to 8. But at Loon Mountain, maybe they've already got snow.
Yeah.
That's where Michelle wants to go. She called for morning court. Her sister has a condo up there for the past 3 years. One of those sweet little ski-in and ski-out condos. You ever done that?
I've never done that, but I've always wanted to.
Oh, my God. We stayed there one time, and it was just unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, you just ski into the chalet.
And then you take the
warm up
slope.
No.
Okay.
You can take the bunny slope, LBF. No, so it's great. And her sister's owned it for 3 years and has never invited poor Michelle.
That's Michelle. Not nice.
So Michelle wants to know why, but she doesn't want to press. Say, hey, you know, why aren't you inviting me? Because the time she's said that she wants to come up and ski, her sister says, great. No, nice hotels, motels. Be great for you and your husband.
When your feelings are hurt, it's hard to ask the question.
That's what it is.
You know?
She doesn't really. It's one of those don't ask if you don't want to know questions. So she hasn't asked. So she asked us to bring it to morning court. What should she do? Okay. Kevin, what's your take on it?
Well, I got a little twist to it. Okay. Obviously, one sister and her husband have done very well financially, and it sounds like the other sister and her husband may have not. Yeah. I know I got a brother-in-law that kind of spends his money like a drunken sailor. So maybe they figured, you know what? If you really saved your money, you'd have one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tough love.
You know? Yeah, kind of. You know, it's one of those things where why should you, you know, when we saved our money and did the right things, we enjoy it. And then now you want to mooch in on our work.
Minnie the mooch. Yeah.
Right.
Nobody
likes
Minnie the mooch. You know, and another caller made a good point, too. What if, because as couples, you got to be able to couple up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Husbands
got to
like each other.
It's rare.
Yeah. I hear that, too. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where maybe the sisters get along and the husbands just tolerate each other.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yep.
You know what? So it might be the case. We're not sure, but all she has to do is ask, and she'll find out.
I think so, yeah. I mean, if this sister's that close, they should be able to just ask them to show her anything.
Yeah,
you know, and just say, hey, what gives, you know?
It's not confrontational.
Yeah, they can go flat out say, well, you wasted your money, and we're not letting you.
Okay. There you go.
Any other questions?
Any other questions? Tough love. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too. You guys are great. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very nice. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Kevin said, look, just ask and you'll find out whether you like the answer or not.
I know. Then you can move on.
And move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we should with Michelle. Good luck with that. You know, if you want to go skiing, just help yourself. Just go. Don't worry about it. Sis doesn't want to invite you up, well, then don't invite her.
Right.
Payback is what?
You know.
Okay. All right. We're on to dirty laundry coming up. All right. LBF. So what is going on with that?
Okay. This actor. Sang Prince this song or one of his songs at karaoke. And now he's never going to sing karaoke again because he was so made fun of.
He was Prince shamed.
And we're going to play his version. After this
one. Of a Prince song. That was so bad. He'll never karaoke again.
All right. Maybe he should have tried this one.
Yeah, man. Well, all right. We'll
lower
find
tones.
Out. Find out who that is and how badly they butchered a Prince song next with Dirty Laundry.
Ouch.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:35. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Winter storm warning in effect should start after midnight tonight. And dump a good 5 to 8 inches on our heads. So there's that. Okay?
I'm not.
Right now it is. You're not thrilled?
No, but it has to happen.
Yes, we need
to snow. Every year, I think it's not going to snow. And then it does.
And then you're fine with
And then I'm fine with
That's
it.
That's fine. Okay? It's good.
I've accepted it.
All right. Let's go where the room is always toasty and warm.
Toasty and warm, dirty laundry. I just want to let everyone know, before I get to the celebrity who did such a bad job singing Prince at karaoke, that he said he's never going to sing karaoke again.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah. The Grammys are canceled or postponed, officially postponed. It was supposed to be happening January 31st, but because of the new variant, they are going to postpone it. This is the second time the Grammys have been postponed. This just means that night on January 31st, instead of watching the Grammys and saying, who's that?
Right.
You'll be watching Yellowstone instead.
Yeah.
Reruns. Okay.
Yep.
Martha Stewart is opening her first restaurant in Las Vegas. It's at the Paris Hotel, and it's going to be called The Bedford by Martha Stewart. And she's designing it based on her winter country home in Bedford, New York.
I'd love to see the menu. Just what is Martha serving up for us?
Well,
is it home cooking?
It's going to be favorite items she cooks for her family and friends based on freshness and availability. So ingredients will be sourced from local farmers and markets and, you know, things like that. It's going to look like her house in Bedford. So
tastefully done.
Tastefully done. Very fancy. I would do it. I'd go. I mean, it's talk about like a, you know, something that's not Vegas. Like, Vegas is all bright lights and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you walk into the Bedford, and it looks like Martha's Bedford, New York farmhouse.
Mm.
It'd be fun. Okay.
Is she going to be roaming the kitchen?
No.
Hey,
she's
Martha.
Not gonna, nope. She's
seconds
gonna say,
on rolls.
She's going to slap her name on everything, and then she's going to go smoke some weed with Snoop Dogg and go home to her home in Bedford, New York.
Probably right.
But anyway. All right. So this celebrity did such a bad job singing Purple Rain by Prince at a karaoke bar that he says he's never going to sing again because people made fun of him. All right, here it is.
Should we say who it is or just do
no,
it?
No, let's just play it.
Yeah. Okay, here it is.
For me, karaoke was like therapy. I until someone videotaped my punk rock version of Prince's Purple Rain, and it went everywhere, and I said, I'm not going to karaoke anymore.
No, that is, don't steal the gift from the world.
Right.
You need to keep giving.
Karaoke, singing is therapy, I think, absolutely. Karaoke is supposed to be private, you know, it's like a prayer.
Well, you know that
Wait
is.
Wait a minute.
Now, right?
Wait a minute, I have the actual original.
Do you have
here.
The...
I don't know if there's an ad first, so be careful. Okay. Now, I think you can kind of tell. This is on one of those websites that like literally takes forever to load.
If you teach someone to fish, feed them fish for a little.
Don't play that. Okay. Put that down. But anyway, this guy, you can kind of recognize his voice. Sounds
now we
really
know who
good.
It is. Yeah.
You do?
Well, yeah, based on who is talking.
Okay, hold on. Here he is. Here he is. I'm not going to say it yet, just in case you're not.
Let me
All right.
That is okay. Fine. Jesus,
it's Nicolas Cage, and here's the thing, and here's why I'm going to stick up for Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Because when you do karaoke, you guys, it's just for fun. I mean, unless you're one of those people who like takes it super seriously,
and people do,
and that's good. That's your thing.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the actual word karaoke in Japanese is means bad singing.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
He said he thinks it's supposed to be like a prayer.
No. That's the word Nicolas karaoke in Japanese translates to
bad singing.
Bad singing. I think that was the idea.
Well, then cool.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah,
he's
doing
a good karaoke
and
job.
Can I just say another thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Nicolas Cage is crazy, but it takes a lot of guts to get up there and do karaoke.
Yeah.
It's not easy for people. And, you know,
You know what they say?
What?
You can't cage Nicolas.
Oh, God, no, they don't say that. Only you
say
that.
You sure? Okay,
fine. Only you say that. Yeah.
Maybe they should start.
Anyway, so I feel like you should get back on the horse.
I need to look it up.
No name. Definition. That's an easier song.
Yes,
I've got it for you.
What's the definition?
Basically, it means empty orchestra.
Empty orchestra.
No, okay.
Basically.
Well, that's not as fun as I thought.
No, it never is.
Well, I said correct me if I'm wrong. So you did. Thanks. Okay.
Anyway, good luck to you, Nicolas Cage. You got other fish to fry than besides karaoke.
you know what they say. No. Apparently they don't, huh?
No.
All right. Say four.
Poor Bob.
I'm sure they'll start now.
Now they should.
They will.
You can't cage Nicolas.
No, you can't cage him. I'm gonna. You know what? I think you started something.
Thank you. All right. Listen. Today, we're going to be playing the first of our 15K no-repeat workday songs worth $500. I'll tell you what that is coming up next, okay?
Ooh.
All right, Brian. And
right.
One to listen.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:50. Okay, today's the first day for our 15K no-repeat workday song of the day. So our no-repeat workday, remember, is from 9:15. Or from 9 all the way to 5 p.m. So, today, listen in the 3 o'clock hour for...
Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
That's it. So, you're going to be lucky caller 100. You get $500. And what's good about it is you can keep calling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, if it's quick and it's caller 5 or 10, it's hard to get in, but... 100, you have, you know, 100 chances to get in and win that $500, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's on speed dial.
3 o'clock. Listen for J-Bo to play Journey. Don't Stop Believing. Get $500. Winter storm warning is in effect, so it's a big first storm of the year for us. So at the 105.7 WROR Facebook page, we ask a question today because it's a snow day, and we want you to fill in the blank. Finish this.
Okay.
It's not a snow day till I have this. Okay?
It's
till
not
I have this.
Snow day.
What do you say?
Till I have blank.
I like what Jamie says, the price is right till she watches that.
Mm-hmm.
Mary says cocoa. Diane says milk and bread. I get it, because that's what you went out
gotta
for.
Get the milk and bread.
Yeah. Lorraine says a day off. All right. Well,
that's nice.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Jeffrey says hot chocolate. What do you say?
Hot toddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Hot
toddies. Cheers.
How about your, what are you going to eat, though?
I'm on a diet. No.
Yeah.
What am I going to eat? Well, I mean, it would be great to have a bologna sandwich.
It would be perfect.
With a hot toddy, because I'm classy.
Brian?
Nice, a nice grilled cheese and tomato soup is always good on a snow day.
That's nice.
Maybe I'll fry the bologna this time, just to give it a warm little, like,
Yeah, Martha Stewart
while
that.
Dave
little
shovels.
Hug. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So you can give us a like, 105.7WROR Facebook page. All right. Don't forget, commercial free, coming up 2 hours.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.